Hello there, and welcome to the Power of Attraction and Manifestation, the Secret Formula, brought to you by MindForceSecrets.com. This is actually an additional bonus video/audio MP3 file that I'm making available to those individuals that have purchased my Magneto course, which is Mind Force Attraction. And I've got some really good techniques that I've put together for you here on this video that I know you're going to get a lot of information out of. But the fact is, let's face it, there's a lot of great information already in the Magneto manual, already in the audio files that you get with the Magneto program. So by all means, go back and go through that material. One thing you'll notice with all of the programs that I do, either here or even over at CheapPower.com or the Inner Circle, CheapPower Inner Circle, is that we look to condense the information so that it's easily applicable to your life. We don't like to make a lot of jargon and mumbo jumbo. We try to keep it as simple as possible. I've done the same thing here, but I'm going to hit you right between the eyes with some of this information. I know you're going to get a great deal of value out of that. You can attract anything you desire with Mind Force. A job, customers for your business, you want to attract the right people to your life, get a promotion or a raise at work, attract abundance. I'm going to show you how you can attract really any of those and all of those if you so desire. And that's really what this bonus video is designed to do, is to instruct you and show you a simple formula that you can utilize in order to get these things to work. Now, again, I go back to the Magneto manual. I've got it here in my hot little hands, and there's a lot of great information there. I would say go through all the techniques there in addition to the additional information that's here. We're going to talk about creation on demand. I did a conference call a while back on creation on demand, and it's really a powerful method. By the way, Part of this video I did actually on the CheapPower Inner Circle side, but what I've done is I've actually added a few pieces. So if you're part of the Inner Circle, you're going to be seeing some of the similar information that I did with Sifu Jones at the CheapPower Inner Circle, but I've added some things that directly relate to Mind Force. So you know, there is some new information here. So your mind connects with your energy connects with your mind. And then your spirit's like that conduit that brings both into a stronger reality so that anything can be created. And that's really what we're talking about here, is anything can be created. You've got to open up your mind. And I'm going to show you exactly how you can do it in really simple terms, in ways that make sense. So we're going to start creating and attracting. You are in control. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe that you determine what happens. You got to be responsible for everything that happens. And the fact is that everything that happens is a result of your actions, good or bad. That's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. It is even for myself. When I screw up and things don't go the way I want them to go, I got to ultimately realize that the buck stops here, that I somehow manifested that result somehow. You've got to set a plan in place and then implement it. I'm going to show you how to do that. And then you're going to believe in your skills. I'm going to give you some tools to help your belief. But the fact of the matter is that that's an inside job. You need to work on your belief constantly. I'm going to show you some ways to get rid of some negative thoughts and negative habits. But ultimately, it's something you're going to have to work on all the time if your belief factor is not that strong. Let's face it, we all have a weak belief factor every now and then. So let's begin the process of manifestation. Let's make it simple, though. Let's not make it something that is going to be extremely difficult and that you're going to have all these esoteric terms and exotic formulas and exotic names and that type of thing. Let's make this simple. Let's get this to work for you. My promise that if you take these tools and you work with them, you're going to get results. Bottom line, they work for me. They work with hundreds of other people, probably thousands of other people. So just take them and work them. But sit down, relaxing with a pen and paper at your computer. Relax down, calm down, and let your mind open up to the possibilities. Now, I mentioned in a video, I think it was might have been a free video that I gave out to my list, or might have been a syndicate video. It's hard to say when I do so many different videos and audio files. But I mentioned that you got to open your mind up, and sometimes you just need to think. Sit down with yourself and think. Like I mentioned, I go to a restaurant. Other people may be in their office, or you know, you go to a park, you take a jog or a run, meditate, whatever you do to get in that zone, you need to think. You need to relax and open up that mind. Now, you really need to enable yourself to get into an excellent mood. And you need to be able to do that in a good frame of mind when you look at something that you want to attract. Your emotional intent must be euphoric and blissful, expecting positive results. I can't stress this enough. We've stressed it so far. We've mentioned it all the time on the Chi Power Inner Circle side. And the same thing is true here. You're not going to get good results if your attitude's not strong. And if you're not expecting positive results, if you're not in a good mood, you know, if you're grumpy, you're fearful, you're anxious, get out of the anxiousness. I'm going to show you how to do that. But you've got to be in a good mood. You've got to be euphoric. You've got to be blissful. You've got to feel fantastic when you do this. Otherwise, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. I'm giving you the keys right now. And if you should choose to use them, you'll get excellent results. If you don't, then be prepared for the results that you do get. But I'm giving you the best information that works. Now, there's three quadrants of mental manifestation that you really need to undertake. And the number one is you got to release the past. Whatever happened in your past, you need to release it. You need to just let it go. Let it float away, because it doesn't matter. No matter how good or bad it was, you need to release it. And I have things in my past that I'm probably not that proud of. And I've got things in my past that I am proud of. But the fact is the past. You've got to release it. Now, you got to kind of release the bad stuff from the past. Because the good stuff from the past, you want to remember it, because you can go back and you can bring that information from the past to help you in the future, if that makes sense. Now, how you're going to release the past is you're going to actually utilize the techniques that I talked about in the Mind Force Attraction Manual. The balloon head exercise is a perfect example of how you can release a lot of the negativity that you might have. If you're not feeling good, you're anxious, or whatever the case might be, just release it through that exercise. It's a great exercise. I'm not going to go through it here because it's also in the audio. It's in the manual. You can listen to it there and use that. But the balloon head exercise, excellent for releasing the past. You never really get rid of the past because it's always stored there. But you can cover it up and get rid of it. That means you might have to do it multiple times. But sit down and consciously do it. You want to send out to the future. You want to take those future concepts of what you want, and you want to send it out. You want to picture it just like shooting out to the future. And remember, the future is a time that's advanced from the present. Could be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it could be an hour, it could be a day, it could be months or years. So the future doesn't have to be a long ways off. It just has to be further than where we are right now. And then number three is focus on now. Now is really where you need to spend your time, is not always thinking about the future. Because too many people get into the planning aspect of affirmations. They get into the planning aspect of using these techniques of, oh, I'm going to do Mind Force. I'm going to do this in a week. No. Focus on now. Whatever it is you want, you got to start focus on it now. You got to get that pad and paper out and start writing down what you want now. Now is the only time that you can get things done. The future, it's a promise. The past, it's gone. You only have now. So focus on now. I'm going to go through the seven steps. These are some of the seven secret steps. And when I say secret steps, I don't know how secret they are. But they are secret when you apply them and you understand how to utilize them with some of the other concepts that I have. They are secret steps. Because if you use them, they'll work. And that's the main benefit to doing this. I don't ever want to come across like I'm an expert and a know-it-all for everything, because I've learned these techniques just like you are. And the fact is that, number one, you got to get clear on what you desire. You got to really crystallize in your mind what you want. And as we're looking at this attraction type of concept, manifestation, what do you desire? And when you start off, you don't need to try to make it shooting for the moon. You could make it something that's fairly simplistic so that you can see that this technique actually works. And that's what I would really recommend and suggest to a lot of people that are watching this video, is to really get clear on what you desire and then start working it. Start working the concepts. Number two is you're going to set affirmations in place. I am in the process of, insert your attraction mechanism, your manifestation, by X date. I'm in the process. The process is a very powerful statement. And we're going to go into more affirmations that you can use. Obviously, refer back to the affirmation section in the syndicate, and you'll get a lot of good details on that. There's a lot of affirmations that I put in the Magneto manual. Again, select your own. People hear me say affirmations and self-talk and auto-suggestions and self-hypnosis, and it's kind of like, man, this guy's talking about it again. But I'm talking about it because I know people are not using them. I use them. Do I use them every single day? In most cases, I do. That's right. I use them on a daily basis. And if you'll use them on a daily basis, you'll get the types of results that I'm getting, or anybody that's using these actually will get. Number three, you need to make a declaration. So when you're sitting down on your paper, you kind of write it out. What? What do I want? When do I want it? How am I going to get it? Who's going to help me get it? Now, these are extremely important points that don't discount these points that I'm going over. You see, when people talk about attraction and manifestation, you can look online, and there's a million websites that talk about this, The Secret, and they go into all these concepts. And they try to make it as mystical sounding as they can. Of course, I said this, The Secrets, so obviously that's enticing. And they are secrets. The fact of the matter is, I'm going to show you how to actually get this information to work for you. And I'm not going to cover it with a bunch of, terms and phrases that are sound real exotic or esoteric, because to me that's not really what you want. You want results. That's the bottom line. So you make a declaration. What do you want? When do you want it? How are you going to get it? Who's going to help you? And you just define what that is. And again, some might think this is going into the goal setting, but this is, again, aligning your mind. Because remember, anything that you're aligning in your mind, it's like you're placing it there to go out and do your bidding. So when you put specific ideas inside your mind can grasp onto it. When you give your mind a very non-specific task, you get non-specific results. Like, I want more money. People always say, I want more money, I want to lose weight. Those don't mean anything. Now, if somebody says, I am in the process of losing, 50 pounds by January 31st, has more meat to it. You see? Makes sense, doesn't it? Number four is you're going to focus on the thought through meditation. This is the mind machine. I speak and write a lot about the mind machine in Magneto. Go through that concept again and use meditation as your mind machine. Meditation is so powerful when it comes to attraction and manifestation, and yet many people don't use it because they don't really understand meditation. I've gotten emails from people that have said to me, I don't want to know anything about the meditation. I just want to know hypnosis, attraction, psychic influence, whatever the case might be. And the fact of the matter is, meditation pulls a lot of those things together and allows you to get it to work. The thing is, you just don't want to get into a meditation where you're thinking, oh, meditation is this big, event. It's not. It's just getting yourself to relax, getting your mind relaxed, go into the Mindforce Syndicate. I have one of the MP3s from Mind Portal there. I gave it away free to everybody on my list months ago. And it's a great guided meditation that you can use. If you don't have the rest of the Mind Portal MP3s or CDs, by all means use that. Or get another one from somewhere. I mean, I've made mention of it before. You could just get some relaxing music and use it for your meditation. I'm going to step you through the meditation, how you do that. But that is your mind machine, that you're going to focus and start to build this attraction mechanism. That when you get into that that meditation, that your mind and body and spirit knows that you're in attraction mode. And that you're going to look to bring to you things that you desire. Number five, you're going to attract the right person, place, or time. This is a thought. That you're not just doing it on your own. That you can find the right person. You could be at the right place or at the right time. As you know, a lot of things in life are timing. And timing is exactly how you're going to get most of the things to happen. You're going to say it's going to be a perfect timing situation. I'm going to be there. The other person isn't. And I'm going to get what it is I'm looking to manifest. Powerful, powerful concept. Again, that I want you to drop into your mind. I want you to understand it. I want you to take it in. Number six, trust it will happen. Just give it up. You know, you say, I'm going to get it, and trust it. I've used this analogy many, many times, that if you have an assistant, and that assistant, you know, sets things up for you, if you went to your assistant and said, listen, I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks, and I need you to book me a flight, a hotel, and a rental car, you trust that it's going to happen. You just give that person that information. You give it up. And within a period of time, a day or so, they send you the itinerary, when you're going to leave, your flight, hotel, whole nine yards. And that's how it works, because you trust it to happen. Well, see, that's the mindset that you have to have with attraction, is that you trust it will happen. To some extent, you just give it up and know that it's going to happen. Now, before you get to that total trust point, there are some things that we're going to build into it so that you can mold it and get this thing built up, so that when you build this manifestation, that it's actually something that you can see, feel, touch, experience, even before it happens. And then number seven is accepting it as already happening. Again, in the process. When you accept something as already happening, it's a done deal. Again, in the process is one of the most powerful statements you could ever use. And the reason being, I've explained this before, but I'll explain it again because it's that powerful, is that when you have something that's in process, it allows the mind to accept it. Whereas if I say, I have $1 million. Now, that's a common affirmation that somebody might use. I have $1 million. I'm worth $1 million. Whatever the case might be. Your mind automatically rejects it. No, you don't. And the more times you put that in, your mind is going to reject it more and more and more. Now, obviously, with enough affirmations, your mind can begin to accept it. You notice I said it can begin to accept it. But when you use the word process, in the process, I am in the process of earning $1 million, or I am in the process of being worth $1 million. Well, that process, the mind cannot dispute. That process might take a number of years, might take a number of months, but whatever the case might be, it's a process. I really want you to grasp onto this concept, because when you use it in this whole attraction mechanism, it's going to work extremely powerful for you. Don't get lazy with your thoughts. I can't stress this enough, that if you get lazy with your thoughts, you could burn yourself. What I mean by that is that you want to keep your thoughts, when you're getting into that attraction mode, that they are firm, in the sense that you know what you want, you know your outcome, you're going for it. Don't get any contrarian thoughts in there. Like, you know, if you have a concept to get something and then all of a sudden a negative pops in, you got to be strong enough to get rid of that negative and get back focused on what you want. Even under circumstances where you might actually feel like, you know, you're in a bad mood or whatever the fact of the matter is. Always remember, one of the key concepts that I've talked about in the Magneto manual, and one that I think you should really add to your affirmations, is that it's how you act that determines how you feel, not how you feel that determines how you act. That's part of non-lazy thinking. You're controlling. You're becoming the controller because you're saying, okay, I'm going to act the way I want to feel. It's not a feeling like, oh, I'm having a bad day. Somebody didn't do what I asked them to do or things didn't go my way. Don't let that get in your way. Okay. Attracting the right people, places, situations. You're going to project your energy into everything that is required to attract your desire. You're going to project your energy into resumes, business cards, flyers, ads, other personal objects. You're going to make that energy euphoric and blissful as you project it into the object, just like I mentioned before. And what that means is you're going to take that mental energy, and every time, let's say you give somebody a business card, you just feel that euphoric and blissful, that very good energy just cascading over that person. Personal objects, whatever the case might be. You shake somebody's hand, you want them to feel that transfer of emotion and energy. They just feel so good. It's part of the attraction process. And it's a key concept that most people don't really discuss. Because, number one, they don't believe it. They believe part of it, but they don't believe all of it. And if you're going to get good at this stuff, you got to believe it. Bottom line. You can also project your energy at people who influence a decision. You learn to identify, visualize, and project to the target, the decision maker, quite possibly. You can use auto-suggestions and affirmations for them. Projecting good feeling energy at the right people, the ones that are making the decision, could be a boss, customer, spouse, potential job, or business partner. And you want to put out a win-win energy for best results, seeing both sides of the picture, yours and theirs. If you were to manifest a situation where somebody were going to give you money, you'd have to look at it from both sides. You know, what would be the blessing from their side? They would get a blessing from giving you money, and you are getting a blessing for getting the money, and maybe then you would take that money and bless somebody else with it. So, I mean, that's kind of the manifestation process, how it works. Now, using good affirmations and auto-suggestions, practice makes perfect. You know, you want to say your affirmations over and over again. You want to use your tone with your mind intention to make them sound and feel better. Example is when I soften my tone, it allows the affirmations to feel so much better than if I just said it in my regular voice. I attract people to me like a magnet. It is how I act that determines how I feel, not how I feel that determines how I act. Opportunities are always knocking on my door. Now, I took those right out of the Magneto manual, and obviously you can add your own. Remember, if the energy doesn't feel good to you, it won't feel good to anyone else, and it's imperative that you're always spot on with this energy. Again, that's part of not getting lazy. Don't let your thoughts get lazy. Always be up. Always be, you know, excited. Your emotional intent must be euphoric and blissful, expecting positive results. Always. You cannot get these to work if you're in a negative mood or a bad mood. If you're in a negative mood or a bad mood, don't try to attract anything. Just until you get yourself in a good mood, don't do it. Now, how do you get yourself in a good mood? It's part of the meditative process. You don't feel like you're up to speed? That's when you get into your meditation. Now, you'll notice in the MindForce Syndicate, I've shown you some great tools that you can use to record your affirmations, to have an MP3 so that you can record all of your meditations and everything like that. So you have no excuse. You can customize everything. You can build up a psych-up tape or a pump-up tape, or not tape, but an audio file that you could put on your iPod with your affirmations, that every time you feel like you're down, you play that. You can do it subliminally by saying the words, taking the volume, squelching the volume down, using some nice music, and getting the results you want. You could have somebody do it for you that you feel very comfortable about, and somebody that you think and feel you'd get great results from. Now, using visualization techniques to your advantage when looking to attract. You want to use little video clips of the scenario that you want to have happen. When I say a little video clip, it doesn't have to be big, just a couple seconds. But you want to get these clips as concise as possible. You want to practice these video clips on a regular basis until you get what you desire. And again, this is something you want to do in your meditation. Of course, you know, your meditation could be at your desk for 5 minutes where you sit down, you close your eyes, and you're visualizing what it is that you want to happen. You want to see the actual scenario as it unfolds with a positive result. You want to see the person hiring you, shaking your hand and saying the words, "You've got the job." You want to see the customer signing on the dotted line. You want to see yourself in the house or driving the car. You want to see the person accepting your offer. And that's part of the attraction process. And when you're using all of these techniques together, it's kind of like a blitzkrieg attack on the attraction process, because now you're sending out all of these concepts to work at the same time. You're not just thinking positive and thinking that, oh yeah, okay, that's going to happen. No, you're now actually taking action. You're working towards the goal. I'd like to bring up something right now that will kind of get your mind in the shift of when you're doing this attraction and manifestation. It's work. And work can be kind of a bad word to some people. When we look at work, a lot of times we look at it as something we might not want to do. The expression a bad day fishing is better than a good day at work. So a lot of times people don't like to go to work. TGIF, they get out of work. And it's when you truly love your work that you really enjoy life. I love my work. Absolutely love it. And so therefore, I am exuberant when I go into work. Now, here's the thing. That's the kind of the negative side of work, but here's the positive side of work, is that when you work, you expect to get paid. And when you go work somewhere, you expect to get paid whatever that wage is, whether it's a high wage or a low wage. Well, when you're doing this manifestation, when you look at it as work, and you know that you're putting in the time, you should expect the results. And you see, that's just another little trick that you can use with your mind, so that you know, hey, I'm working on this meditation. I'm going to go meditate, but it's working. I'm working my mind, and because I'm working, I'm going to get paid. Because that's how we are taught. As we grow up, we are taught that when we go to work, we get paid. Very few of you out there are working for free. I can almost guarantee that. And if you are working for free, it's because it's something you enjoy. You're doing it to help people, and maybe you already have all your money taken care of, and you don't need to worry about it. And in that case, that's fine. Your work is a joy, and you are getting paid back in terms of the enjoyment. But we always get paid, and that's the mindset that you have to have. You want to do nightly affirmations before you go to bed. You want to see in your mind what you want to happen as you say the words out loud in your head. You want to see things in your mind as a done deal as you're getting and attracting what you want. This is really a key. I always do this. I lay down in bed, and I'm going to show you an exact phrase that I use, some words that I use when I go to bed. That's totally personally to me. If you want to say something else, that's fine. But again, discipline, focus, mental preparation. When you go to bed, it's kind of like saying your prayers. You know, if you say prayers before you go to bed, or if you did that when you were a kid, it was kind of a habit. You went to bed, you said your prayers, you could go to sleep. Well, now you're saying prayers in a different way, because now you're expecting that manifestation. And that instead of just saying the prayers and the words, you're saying it with all of these concepts in your head, the visual pictures, the affirmations. You're saying it with a concept that you know that it's going out. You see people acting and reacting to what you're actually saying. This is my nightly projection affirmation. I'm penetrating deep into my subconscious mind. I have at my command all the powers of my subconscious mind that God has blessed me with. I am sending my mind across time and space, allowing my subconscious mind to find and locate the people, places, and situations with which to make whatever happen. I am confident I will find the perfect solution to this situation, and that it will be resolved perfectly as I have set it up. I am in the process of receiving this blessing in X amount of time, and then you can do that. I may say, when I'm laying down, I may say, you know, in the morning, my mind will have a resolution for me. It will have some type of solution for me. It may come in a week. It may come in 10 days. You put it out there. This is another meditation. So if you're doing a meditation during the day, and then you're doing it this at night, and you're doing affirmations during the day, there's no possible way you can fail unless you stop doing it. This is the secret, folks. It absolutely is. But you've got to believe it. You've got to have a belief factor that says, I believe it. And if you do, you're going to get the results, I promise you. Now, here's some key points. You're responsible for everything good and bad that happens. So take responsibility. I said this before, and I'll say it again, that's the key. Take responsibility. And once you do that, then, you know, if you made a mistake, okay, you made a mistake. Get over with it. You know, but don't try to blame somebody. Because, see, when you try to blame someone else or another situation or circumstance other than yourself, it sends negative energy out. And see, when you take the responsibility, even if it was somebody else's, guess what? There's no negative energy. You just take it all on yourself and say, okay, I did it, no big deal, let's move on from here. And you remove a lot of that negative energy. You remove a lot of the mental thought that goes along with that energy. So it allows you to stay focused. Next thing, what questions are you asking yourself? I've said this so many times. It's so important. What questions are you asking yourself on a daily basis? Am I doing the right job? Am I being as productive as I could be? What did I do wrong? What did I do right? And go back and think about it. Ask yourself questions all the time. And believe that there's no shortage of what you want. Only a shortage of belief and mind power. I was speaking to my brother yesterday. He stopped by my house, and he was telling me about a client that he has, and he works with like the top probably 1% of people in the country in terms of wealth. And he was telling me about this guy who, you know, he's got this 17,000 square foot house. He's got 8 Ferraris. He's got an $8 million coin collection. He's got a $4 million stamp collection. He's got a solid gold Mickey Mouse in his house. I think it's like 100 pounds or something. It's ridiculous. I mean, you don't have to be too smart to figure out how much that is. Maybe it's not 100 pounds. That seems like a lot. But then again, an $8 million coin collection is pretty extensive too. And, you know, when I hear things like that, it's almost like ridiculous. Like, this guy's got an $8 million coin collection, and yet there's people out there trying to get, you know, a dollar here, a dollar there, yet this guy manifested all of that and probably thought nothing of it. Now, maybe he did, but, I mean, when you think of eight Ferraris, nobody needs 8 Ferraris, but he's a collector. And so it's just a mind shift. And that's what I'm trying to get you to do, is to mind shift and focus on where you need to be. Now, the other thing is you want to own the power and become a controller. I mean, that's what this is all about. Is understanding that you own the power. I don't. I mean, I don't own your power. I own my own power. And the fact is that as I teach these techniques to you, they become your techniques. They're not my techniques. Because I learned these from other people, and I made them mine. And now I'm teaching them to you, and you're making them yours. And so they now become yours. And you can modify them and tweak them so that you can get them to work for yourself. It's what's amazing about power and controls. If you watch the Olympics over with Michael Phelps winning all those gold medals, if you didn't see that, I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, I think everybody was glued to the TV sets when this guy was swimming. But the fact is, when you look at the kid, he doesn't really look like anything special. You kind of think, I'm sure a lot of the guys racing against him were just thinking in their head, hey, he's just another man. I'm going to beat him. And yet, he wins every time. I mean, it's just amazing the mental strength that he must have, because some of those races were so close, and yet how did he win? I believe it was his control factor and his will to win, and the fact that he knew he was going to win. It was so strong that it was just a foregone conclusion. He just had to go through the steps. Why is he like that when others aren't? It's hard to say, but that is how he did it. And he may not even know how he did it, but it's an amazing, amazing concept. In conclusion, you want to focus on using your mind as a powerful connecting force between you and what you're attracting. Again, using your meditation and using your mind and looking at your mind as a machine, as something that you use to send out, just like you would send an email out. I mean, if you sent an email out, you expect to get a reply. Well, that's the way you send it out with your mind for attraction purposes. If you went to an online site and you ordered something, you expect it to arrive. It might come in 10 days, it might come in 14 days, but you expect it to arrive. Well, when you place an order with your mind, you have to think the same thing, is that it's on its way. And you see, when you take some of these points and you really focus on them and take these concepts and work them, I promise you, you're going to get results. Take these concepts, utilize them, try them out, take something that you want to attract and use these principles, and I mean every one of them, and get them to work. Obviously, also you want to take all the other concepts in the Magneto Manual, and there's so many great techniques and affirmations and everything in there. I want you to use those also, and then give me the feedback and let me know what you attract, because I fully believe that these work. I know they work, because I've had students that have used these over the years that have said, you know, I use this one technique and I was able to get this, or I use that technique and I was able to get that. And it works. And it absolutely works. I know that when I do it according to what I'm talking about, I listen to my own advice, I get great results. And I also know that when I'm lazy and when I don't follow all the protocols, that I don't get the results I want. Just like you won't get the results if you don't follow the protocols exactly as it is. Now, I will say this, once you get good at this, it does become like, if I've got 7 steps there, it's really coming down more like 1 or 2 steps. Whereas your mind is prepared for whatever it is you want. So when you get in that meditation, it's kind of like you're just taking those affirmations, visualizations, videos, and you're putting them all, boom, like in one shot, sending it out, and then expecting it to come back, almost like in a millisecond. And then when you lay down in bed and you do your affirmations, it's the same type of thing. You've done it so many times, you just know how to do it. And again, it just takes practice to get good at it. And I've really enjoyed making this video for you and audio file. I think you're going to get a lot of great usage out of it if you take the concepts and utilize them. Please send me any questions that you might have specifically if you want me to detail out anything that I've covered here. But I know these techniques work. They've worked for me. They've worked for others. And it's just a matter of you applying them. And when you apply them, you're going to get the attraction and manifestation that you want. You just need to tweak it here and there. You'll get the results. Put the time in. I've enjoyed sharing. Thanks for watching and listening, and have a great day. So long.